inform.
Religious freedom is about people of faith being able to live out their faith, live out their convictions, no matter where they are.
We equip.
Sacred honor is the courage to speak truth, to live out your free speech.
We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for joining me today. And I kind of left you hanging on Tuesday. I got to admit, I apologize for that. But I had two fantastic interviews I was sharing with you and just not enough time to share both of them. The first one was Colton and Sarah Maccabee. Colton is one of the worst of the J6 stories, most egregious injustices in our nation's history, I believe. And just, you know, a police officer that absolutely was treated wrong, lied about, manipulated. The whole thing was just, they manipulated the evidence, manipulated the story. It was just awful. And Sarah's been an absolute warrior. Anyway, great interview with them on Tuesday. I shared it from my show, The Tavern, that I do for Warrior Poet Society Network. And it is available right now. If you missed Tuesday, make sure you go to AFR.net or over to PatriotU.com and you can catch that interview with Colton and Sarah Maccabee. Now, also then shared Rebecca Lawrence, who we've had on the program. You've seen her in the news. She's the praying grandma from Colorado. I mean, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, everybody has shared her story. Well, she was also pardoned. Incredible interview with her as well. And we just didn't get we're not able to get the whole thing in on Tuesday. So I'm gonna pick that up right here. I'll be back with you right after the conclusion of Rebecca Lawrence's interview from Tuesday. If for some reason you missed that, be sure and go to the AFR.net website today and get that. Here's the conclusion of the interview with Rebecca Lawrence. By the way, at the point I had to cut it off on Tuesday, she was telling the story of meeting Conor McGregor and all these other fighters. And she had just visited with Conor McGregor about the Lord and on the bus. And then as they were getting off the bus, that's where we'll pick up.
He didn't know which way right or left to go to the hotel. And then Jennifer, who's knows her directions really well, said, "Here, I'll show you." So she leads the way to the hotel and then he pulls me along like he's pulling us to keep him from all the people that are coming after him.
And you'll see the picture. You look it up on the Sun newspaper in the UK. I guess that's the equivalent of the USA Today over there.
But yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah,
you look up in the Sun newspaper, there's a picture of Connor with his arm around mom, just walking, trying to protect her. And then they've got a circle around the ankle monitor. And that made the paper over there yesterday.
That's awesome. You should have said when you said, you know, look at my mom's ankle bracelet or ankle monitor, you should have said my mom's notorious, too. He would have got a kick out of that. Mr. Notorious. But that, I guess I didn't even tell you that, Rebecca, when we were texting. That's the reason I said my two notorious friends. That's his nickname in the UFC is Notorious. Yeah. Oh, man. And so go ahead. No, go ahead.
I guess I was just going to say, to me, there's such significance about it because on the way to the Capitol, because you had asked about how I felt. You were asking about that, how we got off. But
yeah,
on the way to the Capitol, about 9 o'clock, Michael, you know, I still didn't have access to the internet at all. And Michael was sitting beside me. He showed me the news that Joe Biden was going to preemptively pardon the J6 committee. And I just started crying.
She was very upset.
I was so angry that
yeah.
I was.
As you should be. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I just thought, this is so unjust. And I just felt like I was just saying, our country's really in trouble. You know, our country's in trouble if they can do that. And even though we're all pardoned and President Trump's in there, I just feel there's a sense that we still need to make sure we're fighting because this fight is just beginning.
Amen.
And people need to realize that because I think it's time to be celebrating and having a J6 party and all that. But we still have to realize there's a lot of stuff going on that they're gonna pull, you know, try to shove us under the rug and say that about January 6th. And we need to get all that truth out. We can't let
That's right. That's right. No, you're right on, Rebecca. And I felt like the, you know, election night, I thought, okay, this is our chance now to reverse the narrative. They've had the narrative for most of the American people all this time and lied about y'all and what took place that day and all that stuff. And now's our chance to reverse the narrative, but it's going to take time to do that. And so even with the pardons, that's like a beginning of really completely reversing the narrative, and now we got to do the heavy lifting. I've been telling everybody, we're in 1781. It's Yorktown has just happened. We won the big battle, but it's two more years before the peace treaty. It's 10 more years before the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are actually ratified, and it's the law of the land. So this stuff takes time, and I believe he's positioning you and the Maccabees and a bunch of these others that are well-spoken and have the joy of the Lord. I mean, I know there's a lot of J6 defendants that don't exactly have the joy of the Lord. They're secular or whatever, but there's a bunch of you, like you and Sarah and Colt and all them, that do. And I think God's going to give you a platform and a voice that's way beyond even what he's given you over the last year to be able to speak not only of founding principles and those kind of things, but just like you did to Connor, the Spirit of the Lord and the joy of the Lord. I mean, I just think it's awesome. I mean, what a great time to be alive. I'm just glad to be around you and get to kind of have a ringside seat. Yes, pun intended, because you were with all these fighters, but a ringside seat to what God's going to do with you. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it is remarkable. It's unbelievable. But I remember when I started my house arrest, I remember God speaking to my heart about that. He says, there's so much more after this that you can't even believe. And I believe it is, because it's for a bigger purpose. We have got to.
That's right.
We have got to be evangelists to the world, like the 1607 covenant said, and we can't do that
Amen.
Without our own country back to godliness. And we've got to stand up and be bold and courageous. And I've always lived that way pretty much most of my life after I got through a lot of some of my fears. But every step, it's walking with God and allowing other people to see that if I can do this as a 72-year-old grandmother, then certainly you can stand up and fight for our country, too, because it's not about me. It's about we the people, Rick, right? And everybody has to stand up and do their part.
Amen. Amen. Oh, you got to be so proud of your mama. I mean, it's just awesome. Just awesome.
I am. There's a picture. I don't know where it's at now, but one of our socials. But there's a picture of us walking into the Capitol for the first time, and she's in tears, and she's very emotional, and it was very emotional for me. Probably more seeing what she's going through, because the first time she had been there since January 6th, and myself as well. But it was emotional. It was emotional to go through it. I mean, I've been through, and I know Mom has, and many others have been through so many emotions. I didn't get the attacks and the arrests and all that stuff like a lot of people did, but just the emotional roller coaster that we've went through over the last 4 years, whether it's joy, frustration, fear, anger, any of it. You know, we've had to go through forgiveness. We've had to go through just sleepless nights, and I just, for me, it's just scratching the surface, because I can't imagine what other people have gone through on a deeper level. And so just being there after 4 years of experiencing this roller coaster was very, very emotional. Obviously, Mom probably shows it more than I do, but it was a celebration. It was joyful, but it was also surreal all at the same time, because of 4 years ago. I mean, I said this. I said, I think when we were walking up to the door, there was a police officer holding the door, and I said, isn't that interesting? That they're holding the doors open this time, just like they were 4 years ago, but now it's okay. A lot of people don't realize that, because a lot of the information was suppressed, and now that it's being it's more public knowledge, and hopefully that stuff won't be erased like a lot of the other stuff was. But now that it's more public knowledge, we'll see what happens.
And going on,
it's
the tears.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I remember I told you about going to there, but when I got off that bus, that's when those tears really started coming. And just like that picture will show you, I'll have to send that to you. But it was like, it wasn't for me. It was just like, I felt just like Esther might have felt, or, and Mordecai when Haman was hung in the gallows, that were prepared for Mordecai. That's what the kind of honor it felt like, being able to go in there. And I didn't even know until last Thursday, a week ago today, that I was even going to get to go there in person. And then I thought I'd be standing outside in the cold because I wasn't going to go in,
Yeah.
And then my daughter gets those tickets for us, and we get to go right in. It was just like every step of the way, it was like, God, you did this.
And we didn't find out until, I think, 7 o'clock the night before, 8 o'clock the night. We were at the rally that Trump was having the night before, and Jenna or Laura texted us and said, hey, I got you guys in. And,
wow.
And so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I think that is such a, you know, we make our plans, but he directs our steps thing, right? Because honestly, he's put Laura in that position over the last, year and a half or so for that to even happen, right? I mean, it's poetic. It's absolutely poetic that you would get a chance to be there and get to walk in 4 years later like that. Man, so good. I two things, the email for people to sign up for that, restoringgodlyculture.com, is that the easiest place to sign up? RestoringGodlyCulture.com. We'll have that at the bottom of the screen for people to sign up for that. And then I know you're working on a book. I don't know how close you are, but I'm glad you're not done with it because this is the opening chapter right here. You're walking back in the Capitol 4 years later. Oh my gosh, that's got to be the cover. Actually, I don't know what you got planned, but that's all I can see is.
But that's what I have to wait. We had to wait for that part so I can get that on there too. So we'll work on.
Amen.
That's probably what I'm doing. I'm not going to go out all over. I'm going to finish the book.
Yes, go do it. Go do it. And I want an interview. I want to have you on to announce it. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. You have an amazing family. Before I let you go, how's baseball season looking this upcoming baseball season? How are the grandkids all playing ball? What's going on there?
Oh yeah, the three little ones, they're playing baseball. they are. It was interesting. My son, that is the father of these three little boys, he played in the 9-year-old World Series against a team that now were from Knoxville, Tennessee, and now his kids are playing on that team. So,
no way. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, baseball is in the gene. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we're the Greens are a baseball family as well. You know, I said something about how proud you are of your mama. You know, I know the girls are too. I remember standing outside the courtroom just talking to Jennifer and just as you guys were going through this, the way that your family rallied around you, it was a beautiful thing. And, man, I'm honored to know y'all. I'm just honored to know y'all and consider you family as well. Cannot wait for y'all to come to Fredericksburg to the Patriot Academy campus. So God bless you and whatever the Lord's got for you next. We want that ringside seat. So give me a clank before you go. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Mm. Thanks so much, Rick.
And yes, absolutely. God bless you.
Patriot Academy team. Okay.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, we look forward to having you back soon.
Well, what a treat. Always good to have Rebecca Lawrence with us. What a great lady. In fact, we're going to have her this Saturday with us in Florida. We're having our first constitutional conference in Florida at Vero Beach at Church of Christ is providing the facility for us. Patty Sullivan and her family and a bunch of other Constitution coaches are hosting us. It's going to be an amazing event. We're going to have some great training for folks to be Constitution coaches. We're going to study the Constitution. We're going to hear from great patriots like Rebecca Lawrence. So it'll be the first trip she gets to take without her ankle monitor and come out and spend time with us out there. It's going to be incredible. So if you want to learn more about that, go to constitutioncoach.com. That's constitutioncoach.com. You can come to that Constitution Conference there in Florida. We're going to have another one in Texas in a couple of weeks and in Minnesota in a few more weeks, doing this all over the country, giving people a chance to come together to learn how to really press the gas. How do we actually take these victories, you know, with the pardons and with all the executive orders and all the good things that Donald Trump's doing right now? How do we now gain ground at the local level? What can you do to be the catalyst for a restoration of biblical values and constitutional principles? How do we get this thing ingrained so it's a generational change, not just a one election change? It's not enough. You can't just have the president every 4 years or every 8 years change the policy in America. I mean, this is a major, major shift right now. Really, really good things happening right now. But we have to make it last. It cannot be just for President Trump's turn. And most of these things that he's doing, another president could come in and reverse all of these things. So we need to work to change the culture so that they don't want to reverse what he's doing. We need to get enough people educated about the principles of liberty that they recognize and understand why what he's doing is so important and they turn around and support it. And then we have to get people that already love the Constitution, love the Lord, love God's word, but they just don't understand biblical citizenship. We have to train them in that so that we restore that biblical citizenship mindset and churches start thinking about the whole counsel of God, actually obeying everything he commanded, which is the Great Commission, making disciples that do that. That's the kind of thing that's going to turn this thing around for the long term. And I can't wait to have Rebecca sharing with the folks in Florida this weekend as a part of that. I encourage you to get signed up today as as a Constitution coach so that you can be part of the solution in your local community as well. So do that today at constitutioncoach.com, constitutioncoach.com. And if you missed part of the interview today, go to AFR.net and catch Tuesday's program with Rebecca, or you can go to patriotu.com and see the entire thing in my program, The Tavern. We'll be right back. You're listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
At the Core podcasts are available at AFR.net. Now, back to At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for staying with me today. We were listening to Rebecca Loverance in the last segment, the interview that I did with her in The Tavern, my show that I do for Warrior Poet Society Network and for Patriot U. I'm going to share another interview with you now from Mark Adams. This guy is amazing. You're absolutely going to enjoy this, and you may be very interested in being a part of this. If you've ever wanted to build something cool and lasting and be a part of your legacy, you really need to listen to this. It's a great way to help Patriot Academy rebuild the Constitution, rebuild liberty, but you get your hands in there and be a part of it as well. Stay with me. Here's Mark Adams for my interview with him in The Tavern.
Mark Adams, where I'm going at the end of May for an amazing week. Mark, God bless you, man, for being a part of Patriot Academy and helping us to build Independence Hall.
Can't wait.
It's going to be awesome, man.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when I did the tour of your place, I didn't know a place like that existed. I was blown away at the skill level, at the tools, at the machinery, at the variety of things that you make, from the wood to the glass to the iron to ironwork stuff. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. So I got to get your story out to our folks, not just for the week that we're going to be with you, which, folks, hang on, we're going to invite you. You can be a part of this and get to learn a really cool skill. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that would love to come spend a week with you, and it may be a different one than what we're going to do, just to learn a craft and a skill and have an amazing week. So tell me, 30 years you've been doing this. What got you started?
This will be our 32nd year.
32nd.
And we are what we call a craft school. We focus mostly on woodworking, but we include all other time-honored type of crafts. So we do everything from blacksmithing classes here to glass blowing classes to quilting classes to we even do classes on the science of chocolate making. And wow. So we cover a lot of different things. And what we are is we are basically a vacation destination. Now, what makes us different than anybody else is we only run in the summer months from April until October. Our classes are hands-on, and our instructors that we bring in are the best craftspeople of all of modern time. So what it does is it gives you an opportunity to come and take a workshop in a variety of different type of craft with people who are world-renowned for what they do. And so our goal is to bring in a combination, maybe a husband and wife or parent and child or something, where one could take one class and one could take another class, because we could have up to 7 workshops going on at the same time. And so this coming
and when you say the best in the world, I remember you showing me. I remember one of the ones that stood out to me was, I can't remember, the guy was from Japan, and it was this just intricate detail. It was like almost like lattice work of some kind. I can't remember what it was for, but it was amazing. I mean, it was like I felt like I was holding a piece of china. And from that to making a crib or making a chair or making a bed to, I mean, it's that diverse. And it's like you said, the best of the best, people that make White House furniture to, you know, I remember the boxes, the incredible, you know, what's the fine detail of those box is the wrong word, because it was so fancy, you know, but anyway, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's incredible. And so for us, what happens is our classes typically are 1 week long. Most people can't break away and spend a whole lot of time. So it gives them an opportunity to come and play in a shop or in an environment where you can do the type of craft work that it is that you enjoy most while you're here. And we provide lunch every day. It's a full immersed program. So when you get here, the shop's open 24 hours. Instruction goes on probably from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6. And then at the end of the week, you go home and somebody else comes in on the weekend, and then they go home on Monday. Or on Monday, we start another group of workshops. And this summer, it's going to be 274 classes. So there's going to be a lot of things going on. And the big, great thing for us is what we're going to get to do with you guys, which I'm really, really excited about.
Yes.
And so just to kind of give your audience a little bit of an idea, this past summer, we had the opportunity for you to come down and to visit us in the middle of 1 week. I believe it was in June.
Yeah.
And at that time, my wife had just finished one of your programs. And so she knew a little bit about who you were. I didn't at the time, although I'd seen the seen some of your Constitution Alive shows, but I didn't make the connection when you first got here.
Yeah.
And as we were having lunch and you started to talk about your project that you were getting ready to do. And then you started to talk about history, and it clicked in me who you were. But your project was so intriguing to me. And because of what we do here, we do a lot of volunteer workshops where I choose four different workshops a year. Where we just give back. And that's the blessing of my school. My program is me and my wife own it. We don't have any outside sponsors in any way. So we exist 100% by tuition only. So when you come here, you're not being pimped the product. It's true craft education at the highest level it could possibly be at. And so what happens for us is the money.
And that's both, I mean, professionals that do this full time come and get training from you. And then, people like me that have no skill.
And hobbyists. Can come learn. We're all the same. We're all here to learn and have fun. And so for us, because making a living when you don't take money from all these outside corporate sponsors, again, I want to keep it pure. So when people come here, they're not being sold anything. The money that we and my wife make for the school, we reinvest in the school, but we also like to take that money because it means a lot more to us. We're able to do things for people like you, where we can do things to help organizations in some way through the school. So, for example, with you, in this project that you're getting ready to do, where you're going to remake Independence Hall eventually, we can come in with the talent that we have here in our instructors, and we can put together everything that you would need for your room. Now, here's the great thing about it. When I talk about everything, we're talking about making the assembly, all the furniture that's in the assembly room in Independence Hall right now. And that includes all the Windsor chairs, the tables. It includes all the wall molding and paneling.
Man.
And because our facilities can do so much, we can also do the glass chandelier that was in there.
Wow.
And we could take on people to do quilting. So here's the thing. Because of these experts that I have teach here, I can bring them in, not to teach, but to give us leadership. And so what would happen is we're going to try to take 120 people. Of those 120 people, they do not need to be skilled. They don't have to have anything. They don't have to have knowledge in anything. If they do have particular knowledge, we might put them in a certain part of the week that they could be most productive at. But for us, what they do is they come and they're going to spend a week with us. We're going to make stuff. And it's going to be stuff that matches historically what is in the assembly room right now in Independence Hall.
Yeah.
So I brought in to help us with this project David Wright, who I believe is one of the best Windsor chair makers alive today. He started teaching for me over 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
He has his own shop. He started out in Berea, Kentucky. Right now he's in Maine. And he's going to come because there's a lot of Windsor chairs. Now, there's different styles of those Windsor chairs, but they are Windsor chairs for the most part. There's a few Ladderback chairs as well. And so David is going to come with his expertise. And along with 20 of the 120 people that are going to be here, they're going to help make these chairs. And again, you don't have to have skill in order to do it. We need people that can help sand and people that can hold and move and handle. And we can show you what it is that we need you to do. So in one of our facilities, you're going to be making these chairs. In another facility, we have Gary Streeler coming, who is America's most famous home builder. He's been on the front and back cover of Fine Home Building more than anybody.
Wow.
And Gary's specialty is trim work, interior trim work. And so Gary is committed to come, and he is going to, again, be a leader in helping people run all the molding that we're going to need. Now, the molding eventually have to be painted and installed at your place, but at least we could get the footage taken care of. We could get the pediments made. We can get the freezes done. All those things we could do under Gary's leadership. So 20 people will be with him. And again, you can handle boards as they go through the planer. You can sand or whatever. And we will teach you everything. You don't have to worry about safety. We've got that covered. Everybody will be safe. We also have all the turnings. So the Windsor chairs involve a lot of turnings. And there's what's called the bar, that's the break between where the participants would be and the community might be watching. And that break has a lot of turnings. So Alan Lacer, who is America's premier turner, he is a Lifetime Achievement Award winner from the turning community, is going to come, and he's going to work hand on hand. We have 20 big lathes here, and we're going to put 20 people on those lathes, and we're going to show them how to turn the parts for the Windsor chairs and the parts for that bar break that we have.
Wow.
Then we've got, on top of that, we have David and Brian Lee, who are two of the absolute best glass blowers in America, period. And they're going to come in, and we're going to take – we only need about six people in that area, but they're going to blow and make all of the glass pieces as accurately as we can to the chandelier that exists right now in Independence Hall. And finally, we have Frank Strauza, who is from Texas, by the way, who is probably one of America's premier furniture makers. He's done – work that is at the White House, as a matter of fact. And he, along with six or seven people, are going to make the president's chair.
Oh, wow.
We're going to try to make
it the one with the rising or setting sun on the back. Yes.
Right there. And then the final thing is I will be working with a group of probably 15 or 20 people again. And we're going to make the desks. Now, the desks in Assembly Hall are covered. There's a tablecloth on them. So we really don't know what they look like, but we're going to make those out of really nice cherry wood. They'll be productive that you guys might be able to use someday as regular desks as well. And so I will have a group of people doing that with me. Now, the other thing that we need is I would like to do the sewing for that and maybe make the curtains as accurately as we can for what you guys have, even though you haven't made the windows yet. We could at least have people come in and do some of that design work so we can use quilters as well. We're going to need people to help prepare food. And so in this week's period of time, in 5 days, we are going to do our best effort to produce everything we can as historically as we can, although we will use modern technology, to make everything that we can. And we'll have all of these people whose hands will actually touch these pieces that you guys will be able to use in your facility when you're ready to build it. And you know what? We've got the 250th anniversary coming up. Wouldn't it be great to be involved with something this big?
Oh, man.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Now, here's what I'm asking people to do. They do need to get registered, and there is going to be a cost. The cost is $750. The check is made out to you for you guys to use as you're building the environment. As we make everything, we are going to provide the wood and all the labor here.
Wow.
And we're going to provide the meals, too. So while people are here, we're going to take care of their food. But they will be able to take you and to promote your program that you have there. And so some of the money that you guys get from this can go to help with those final steps that we need to get things ready to go in place whenever you guys are ready for that to take place. And it'd be wonderful to experience the 250th anniversary the birth of America at Patriot Academy.
Yes.
When I was in high school, I was a junior, and at the end of the year, the last day of school, they called everybody into the gymnasium, and we're trying to figure out what the heck's going on. And while we were in there, they rolled out two huge red, white, and blue cakes because that was the 200th anniversary America's signing of the Declaration of Independence. And so I celebrated that as a high school kid. And this would be great to do it again at this 250th anniversary mark. So that's kind of what I have.
Mark, for people that are watching, just imagine if your hands help to make one of those pieces that not only that day when we celebrate on July 4th, 2026, but quite literally for generations to come, Americans will come through this Independence Hall and study the Constitution and learn about the history of America and bring their families together to look back at what happened in the room in Philly, where we're going to recreate it right there. And to know I made that chair, helped to make that chair, right, or I helped to make that curtain that's over there. I helped to make that paneling that's on that wall. Oh, I get goosebumps even thinking about it. I just think it's a special, special thing. And you know, you mentioned doing the finish work and all that later. Well, the McPhee family, which is the connection, how we ended up meeting you, they're going to come down and help with that for sure. And I think people have to know this was so such a God thing. The fact that we met the way that we did, this family had moved, I mean, what, 2 miles from you? I mean, they're right around the corner from you, from Las Vegas, where I met them and did training with them out there. And Chris Dunham, who is the dean of our Patriot Institute here, where the Independence Hall is going, he was the reason that we were able to even end up. We just went out there to get a tour of your place just because it's cool. And then, like you said, you realized what we do. And then we started talking. And then you came to the graduation ceremony at the Capitol, you and your wife both. Yep. And I think got to see a little taste of what we do. And when you first said, you were like, you're like, hey, I'm going to be contacting you. I've got an idea. You didn't even tell me that day. Do you remember that? You didn't even tell me what the idea was. You just said, hey, I've got an idea, man. I'm going to send you. And then when I got your email, Chris and I both, we both were in tears, man. It was like, I mean, that's a lot of money that you're going to save us, big time money, which means we can build faster because the money that we're raising to build the Independence Hall, I mean, you're saving us a ton, not to mention making an experience. You're creating an experience for our people and for your people as well to be a part of something that's going to last for generations. I mean, it's just, this is really, really cool stuff.
It is. And it's just going to be fun because what will happen in that week's period of time is we will meet new people. We will develop friendships that we'll have forever. And here's the thing. 3 years from now, if you're not at this event, there won't be any memory of the event. If you're here for this event, 100 years from now or 20 years from now, whatever it might be, you will always remember that week. Yeah. And so it's an event where it'll be great memories. You'll meet people, you'll make things. And then I'm hoping to have a prayer breakfast sometime during the week as well. Because see, a big part of this is the blessing for us is Susie and I have been blessed to do what we do. I mean, we're gonna have thousands and thousands of people come through our program this summer. Yeah. And that didn't happen because of me. I don't possess the ability to know how to do any of that kind of stuff. God gifted this to me. I'm a steward of this.
Yeah.
And that was a big thing that intrigued me was knowing how biblical you guys are and how you tie all of that together with American history. And being a patriot myself, I just see the connection.
Got to take a quick break. Got to interrupt Mark Adams, our special guest. We will hear the rest of his interview when we come back. You're listening to At the Core with Walker Waubman and Rick Green.
At the Core podcasts are available at AFR.net. Now, back to At the Core on American Family Radio.
We're back here on At the Core with Walker Waubman and Rick Green. Going to jump right back into that interview with Mark Adams, the one we got to do with him at the in the tavern, talking about going to his school there in Indiana. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal opportunity. This is the conclusion of the interview with him, but I really want you to check this out. If you've got any interest in making something with your hands, and don't forget, he keeps saying it over and over and over again, you don't have to have any of this skill. He'll train you on how to do this. It's going to be an incredible week right there at the end of May. Let's jump in and get the conclusion of the interview, and then I'll give you some more information on being able to join me there.
You mentioned the McPhee family. They've only lived here for about a year. And as my neighbors, they've had so much impact on our community. Wow. They're just incredible people. So this whole thing, like you said, it's a God thing.
Yeah.
And it's a blessing. And I think that people who are here are going to have all of these things that are going to take place. They're going to learn. They're going to make. They're going to be a part of history. And they'll get to share their faith experiences. And I think that that's a real important part of the success of what's going to make this week so great. Plus, we're going to be able to do a lot of really good things for you.
It's, I mean, I don't want to, I feel like an infomercial when I say this, but I mean, it's really a once in a lifetime thing because, you know, they can do classes with you on different things, you know, not year round, but every year, you know, in the season. They can come to Patriot Academy and do different programs with us, you know, pretty much any week of the year. But to be there for this week and get to make the things that are going to be in there for generations to come, to have the fellowship that we're going to have, to be a part of the creation of this thing, that's once in a lifetime, man. I mean, this is a cool opportunity, and it's fairly limited, folks. I mean, you're talking 100-120 people.
And just to let your people know, one of the things that you've done to make this more historical, which is going to be really cool, is in February, those experts that I recommended, or that I mentioned, I'm sorry, that we're all going to go to Independence Hall, and we're going to take
we're all going to dress up as Nicolas Cage from National Treasure, and we're going to break into Independence Hall in the middle of the night and go measure everything and take. Okay, not really. We've got a friend there that's we're booking it, so we're going to film it too. So we're going to make it part of our. We'll put out some videos of our trip there to measure everything and take pictures.
It'll be really cool, and it'll give our guys an opportunity to be as historical as we can with those things. It's just going to be a great event. I mean, I'm really, really excited about it and can't wait for it to happen. So what we need to do is people need to go to either our webpage, which is www.markadams.com, or they could email me. I'm just at mark@markadams.com, markadams.com. And then I can give them what information I can. But at the same time, they could either sign up through me or they can go directly through you. And again, Rick, I'm going to leave that up to you.
No worries. I love your catalog. I'd love for them to go to your website because I want them to see. It's so broad. I mean, there's no way to describe. I've tried describing it to people. It's kind of like probably when you try to describe Patriot Academy to people. It's just impossible. You just can't communicate the full picture. And at least when they flip through your catalog, your online catalog, they can see the breadth of how many different things y'all make and how the expertise is wide and deep. Man, I'm so pumped about this. I can't. We've never done anything like this. That's been this unique. I make videos and teach classes, and you make things, man, something that they can, that's one of the things I've already been talking to some other people about going to one of your other weeks, to make family heirlooms, to make things that you're going to pass on to your kids and your grandkids. It's just really special.
That's what my whole objective is for the week, is to have fun, to learn, to make you something that you can have, to help support your program in any way that we can, and maybe introduce people to what we do here in Indiana. Yeah. I would love to have him come, maybe like you said, for another workshop, maybe sometime either this coming year or in a year to come. We are in our 32nd year. So we've been out here for a while. And it's just been, the people we meet is incredible. The fun we have is unbelievable.
Look at all the other classes as well. But our week is May 26th. All right. Well, brother, I'm looking forward to it, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Can't wait for this. Can't wait to see you in Philly in a couple of weeks. And then, of course, the full week there in Indiana. It's going to be fun, man. God bless you. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's an honor.
That was Mark Adams from the Mark Adams School, and just an incredible program that we're going to get to do at the end of May, and would really love to see you there. So if you want to have your hands in the mix, if you want to build something, make something, leave a legacy, can you imagine if you were to make one of the Windsor chairs that's going to be in the Independence Hall replica at the Patriot Academy campus for the next three generations? I mean, 75 years of a legacy that you helped to make. What a great, great opportunity. So May 27th through the 31st, right at the end of May, come out for that week. It's only $750. That's a tax-deductible donation. You make to Patriot Academy. So remember, Mark's doing all of this for free. Your donation goes to Patriot Academy. So we're going to raise about $100,000 that week, in addition to getting all the paneling, all the chandelier, all the drapes, all the tables, the chairs. It's just going to be amazing. I mean, we're on our way, folks, to building that replica of Independence Hall, and you get to be a part of it. It's going to be an incredible week. So easy website. I'm just going to give this one out, and it'll take you to Mark's page where you can register for this, but it's easy to remember. PatriotAcademy.com/build. PatriotAcademy.com/build. And you can go there and register. There's a very limited number of slots. So if you want to be a part of this, you need to get signed up quick. My understanding is we're well over halfway full already.
And so time is running out to get locked in on the particular week. It's just going to be incredibly cool. Now, listen, if you can't make it for that particular week and be a part of it, you can still participate in building out the Patriot Academy campus and building Independence Hall. For you, it may be, you know, coming out to Fredericksburg, Texas and hanging out with us for a week and working on building Independence Hall. Maybe you're a skilled laborer. Maybe you got, you know, carpentry skills or whatever it might be. And you want to paint or you know, maybe you want to just put things together. Listen, we'd love to have you as a volunteer. So please consider doing that as well, or just coming and attending one of our incredible classes. Maybe you want to do a handgun defense class. Maybe you want to go through our Patriot Experience and be a legislator for a few days and get communications training and Constitution training. All of that is available to you, and we're going to be doing that as often as possible. About every other week right now, there's something happening, some course that you can be a part of. So what else? Some people do is they come in, they take the course, and they stay over for a few days and just volunteer. And maybe you want to trim trees. I mean, there's a lot to do. We got 178 acres, and it's a beautiful campus. We've built 40 cottages. We're finishing those up right now. In fact, if you want to come help finish those up, then let us know. Come down and help with that final process on those. But maybe you just want to come and trim trees. Maybe you want to come and just have fellowship with other patriots from around the country. Maybe you just want to come and take a Constitution class. I'm telling you, this place is for you. We're building the Patriot Academy campus to rebuild liberty for the nation. And we want patriots from all over America to come spend a few days with us at the campus, get equipped, get inspired, get the knowledge that you need, that intellectual ammunition that you need to go back home and be the catalyst for a restoration of biblical values and constitutional principles. It's happening. We've already had some fantastic classes take place. We would love for you to be a part of that as well. So check it all out at patriotacademy.com. You can also, if you want to register for the Mark Adams class, go to patriotacademy.com/build. That's patriotacademy.com/build. All right, before we close out for today, we've got a few minutes left. I want to highlight a few of the things that have happened in the last few days. Really excited, of course, about all the things that Donald Trump is doing and the team that is being put in place to spend the next 4 years rebuilding liberty at the federal level. And remember, part of what we want from them is just to get the government out of our way. We're going to have to rebuild liberty at the local level, but we got to get the boot of government off of our neck. We got the federal government out of the way to do that. One of the things that has been immediate is Donald Trump being the most pro-life president of our lifetimes. He did that in his first term. He's already doubling down on that in his second term. Just a few of these executive orders that I want to point out. There's more than I even have time to talk about today. But one of those is preventing our government from taking our tax dollars and paying for abortion. Now, this is not a new debate. This goes all the way back to the Hyde Amendment nearly 50 years ago. And it's essentially flip-flopped depending on who the president is. If it's a Republican president that's pro-life, they go in with an executive order and they prevent tax dollars from paying for abortion around the world. And then if it's a pro-death president like Joe Biden or Bill Clinton, they'll come in and they will take that money and they'll pay for abortion all around the world. So unfortunately, this one flips back and forth, and President Trump he's already reinstated his 2017 Protecting Life in Global Health Assistance, and that makes sure that you can't give money to these NGOs, these non-governmental organizations, and they turn around and pay for abortion with it. The Joe Biden administration just went to town, man. They gave funneled as much money to pro-death organizations as they possibly could. This one is very very clear with the American people. 6 out of 10 Americans oppose taxpayer-funded abortion. So even pro-abortion folks, a chunk of pro-abortion folks, are opposed to actually taking money from you when you're pro-life and paying for an abortion with it. So even 41, think about this, 41% of voters who call themselves pro-choice still oppose taxpayer-funded abortion. So this one, honestly, was an easy one and absolutely essential for President Trump to do, and is just another sign of him being an incredibly pro-life president. Okay, then there's the FACE Act. Now, remember, this is the one that has jailed so many pro-lifers. They call it the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances. And this is this absurd Clinton-era statute that creates, supposedly, it doesn't really, but it supposedly creates a constitutional right that never existed. Some sort of right to be able to walk into an abortion clinic and not have to walk past a pro-lifer that's standing there silently, you know, or maybe they are saying, hey, would you be willing to get a free ultrasound to see your baby before you kill it so that you know that it is a life in your womb? You know, this idea that you somehow have a constitutional right to not have to walk past people like that. It's created this weaponization of the federal government over the last few years. We saw the pro-lifers that got jailed. This was the statute that they used, that the DOJ used to harass these people and try to destroy their lives. Well, you already know that President Trump immediately pardoned 23 of these pro-life advocates. So that was with, you know, the FACE Act being abused in order to do that. And so now we're going to hopefully see a rollback of the FACE Act itself, or at least a rollback of the DOJ enforcing it or abusing it even. I mean, even if you followed the letter of the law, most of these 23 would not have been in prison. So we'll see, you know, with the actions of the president, whether or not we get a chance for Congress to actually repeal the FACE Act. That's what needs to happen. So it's not just an executive order battle, president to president, on this thing. And I have to say, I mean, we've already talked about this a couple of times in the program, but this whole executive order, you know, the debate over whether or not executive order should be used to make policy. I'm not for, you know, one person being able to make these decisions. I am for the president, the executive, being able to tell all of the executive branch how to implement the law when there's wiggle room within the law that was passed by Congress. And that's what we see in every one of these cases. You have these out of control agencies where these bureaucrats have been making the decisions on how to enforce the law or not enforce the law, or how far it goes or doesn't go, and in many cases, making up the law as they go. That absolutely should not be allowed. These people were not elected by anyone. So I'd much rather the president be the one doing that. And from a practical perspective, sometimes Congress has to pass a law, say, to create some program, whatever they're doing, and you can't put every single detail in the law on how it's going to be implemented. And there's going to be things that the agencies run into that they have to decide how they're going to turn around and implement that. The president is absolutely the one constitutionally empowered to make those decisions. That's what Article 2 is all about when it says faithfully execute the laws. George Washington did this. John Adams did this. James Madison, James Monroe, go right down the list. John Quincy Adams, all of them did executive orders. So there's nothing wrong with a president doing an executive order if it is complying or implementing a law that's already passed and it's not making up new law. It's not actually going against the law that was passed by the people's representatives. I believe Donald Trump is doing exactly that with these executive orders. Remember that most of what he's doing is simply reversing what Joe Biden had done with executive orders. It's sort of Calvin Coolidge all over again, reversing the previous administration. So that part, those are easy to say. That's absolutely constitutional. The pardons are absolutely within the pardon power of the president. So we'll take a closer look at each of these as we go and we have more time. There's so much happening so fast, which I think is good. I think that's strategic. I think it's wise for President Trump to move as quickly as possible. Don't give the left the chance to get organized and focus in on any one particular thing that the president's doing. It's got to be whack-a-mole for them. They've got to be just frantic about trying to figure out where to fight us. And thankfully, President Trump has come in with a team that was well prepared for this. I mean, they've been working on these executive orders and these plans for over a year. I mean, even Pete Hegseth going in as Secretary of Defense already is hitting the ground running, already has a game plan for restoring that warrior ethos within the our entire military, the reinstatement of the military members that were kicked out for the jab. I mean, all of these things are happening so fast, and it is just a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. This is the kind of execution that we've been looking for. This is the kind of active, in control, certain president that we've wanted to see. And it just is so glaring what was missing over the last 4 years. So celebrate, be excited about this. We've got a lot of work to do at the local level, and we're certainly going to talk more about that. But for today, think about going to patriotacademy.com/build and become a part of rebuilding Independence Hall on the Patriot Academy campus so we can train generations of patriots to rebuild liberty. Thanks for listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
According to a recent study of hundreds of post-abortive women, 60% reported that they would have preferred to give birth.
if they just received more support from others or had more financial security. That's where Preborn steps in. Preborn is there for women in their darkest hour, deciding between the life and death of their precious child. The reality is women are being pressured to make this fatal decision. And they're being told that their babies are just a clump of cells. Preborn welcomes women with God's love and introduces them to the beautiful life growing inside of them. That doubles their baby's chance at life. When you support Preborn, you're not only supporting women, you empower them. Your donation of $28 will help a woman to make a choice that she won't have to regret for the rest of her life. It'll give her the ultimate blessing, life. Your love can save a life. Just dial #250 and say the word baby. That's #250, baby. Or visit preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.